It's January 4, the day in 1946 when the popular cartoon duo Heckle and Jekyll made their debut.
I'm through. I've had enough. This is no job for me.
But the reward, chum. The reward.
Love this. Gene McDaniels recorded this classic hit on January 4, 1962.
I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back.
And the British comedy series Steptoe and Son started on this day, also in 1962.
I thought godfathers are supposed to look after your religious upbringing and buy your presents on your birthday and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you never saw him.
January 4 birthdays, actress Diane Cannon is 82, best remembered for the movies Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice, Death Trap and Heaven Can Wait.
What's the difference? He knows anyway. He's probably got enough evidence to lock us away for the rest of our lives.
Darling, I don't understand this. I saw him inhale the nose spray, two full squirts in each nostril.
He never really inhaled it, did he?
Oz music legend Les Gock is 65 today. The songwriter and producer who wrote the theme song for the Canberra Raiders in the NRL started with the band Hush. Do you remember the name Matt Frewer? He starred in the sitcom Doctor Doctor, but became famous in the 80s as the voice of Max Headroom. He's 61.
And afterwards, that is directly following, I want to talk to you about something even bigger, namely Max Headroom.
And former lead singer of rock band R.E.M., Michael Stipe, turns 59 today. Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of Jerry Rafferty in 2011. The singer-songwriter had his biggest solo hit in 1978 with Baker Street, but he started with Steeler's Wheel, who are best remembered for this hit.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle.
There's some of the things we're remembering on January 4.